Hello, I'm Cheryl Irwin. Well, the holidays are upon us. The stores have had Christmas decorations up since before Halloween, despite my grumbling about it. The marketing rolls on unabated. How much money will parents spend? Which toy will be this year's must-have plaything? Will every child get the toy of his or her choice? Will his self-esteem be permanently damaged if he doesn't? It's fun to give presents to children. Now that I'm a grandparent, I've discovered the unadulterated pleasure of giving gifts to my granddaughter and enjoying her joyful response. There's a serious side to all of this gift-giving, though. I've noticed that genuine gratitude seems to be gradually disappearing from some children's lives. I'm continually amazed at how many children and young adults not only fail to say thank you these days, they fail to even acknowledge receiving a gift. Parents notice, too, although they may not always realize what they're noticing. They tell me, my kids leave their stuff outside, treat it carelessly, and then expect me to replace it when it's lost or broken. Or, my kids can't seem to keep their rooms cleaned up. There's stuff everywhere. And I always want to ask them, and why is that? Many children are also failing to learn patience. The concept of waiting and working for something is foreign to them because they have loving parents and grandparents, like us, who give them everything they want. They don't learn gratitude because they've never really had to go without anything. And why should they take care of their things, keep track of them, or appreciate them when they know their parents will always supply more? Perhaps we should celebrate the 12 days of gratitude. Sit down with your children this holiday season and invite them to share at least one thing they're thankful for. You will have to set an example, so begin by thinking of a few things you're grateful for. Here are some suggestions. You're alive, and so are your children. You can smile and feel the warmth of love. Our homes aren't being bombed. Our children are entitled to an education. If your children can't think of anything to be grateful for, invite them to go stand in their rooms for just a moment and look around. There are several dozen reasons right there for most of them. Cherished family traditions are begun in exactly this way. The holiday season gives us an opportunity to think about what we want our children to learn. Heaps of gifts and flying wrapping paper are fun on Christmas morning, but when children respond with, "Is that all?" and many children do, something is wrong. Most of us don't take time often enough to give thanks. Perhaps it's time we began. For KUNR, this is Cheryl Irwin.